Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Happy New Year once again, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, Director of Priests for Life. This time I'm coming to you from my desk in my office rather than in our TV studio. And I've been here at my desk this whole day, this first day of 2019. And this morning I put up the calendars. It was so great to be with so many of you earlier this morning at 12:30 a.m. within the first hour of the year to have a time of prayer. But then I got some sleep, and then I, as I hope you did too, I put up the calendars for the new year, and then I got right to work here at my desk all day long doing just mounds and mounds of paperwork. And our staff was not here today, although I was in touch with a couple of them, but they'll all be here in full force tomorrow. And I was getting a lot of work ready for them and communicating with a number of pro-life leaders today. Just got off the phone with one pro-life leader in Arizona. And the day is moving along. The year has gotten underway in a really, really great way, and I hope it has for you too. I'm energized, I'm encouraged, and I'm encouraged by what we've done together over the last day or two to bring in the new year. On New Year's Eve in the morning, I shared with you some end of the year reflections, as well as a reflection about the need for forgiveness. And I asked for forgiveness for anybody that in the course of my work I've inadvertently offended. And then New Year's Eve in the evening, I took another chance to be with you here, and we looked back at some of the highlights of the work of Priests for Life, and I thanked you for your support and urged folks to make a good end of year donation to us. ProLifeDonation.org is our website for that. And then on 11:30 p.m. Last night, as you know, we did some praying for the final closing out of the year. Then at 12:30 a.m., we did prayers welcoming the new year. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, we had another broadcast in which we talked about the significance of January 1st as the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God, and also as the World Day of Peace. And we tied in those themes with pro-life. And now tonight, in this concluding New Year's Day broadcast, I want to talk to you about a very simple thing. 10 ways you can fight abortion in 2019. I want to give you 10 suggestions. Now, I will be sending out an email this week summarizing these 10 points. So look for that email. Now, if you're not signed up to get our emails, just go to our website, endabortion.us, endabortion.us. You'll be able to sign up to get our regular emails. We send out a lot of good information. And we'll be sending out even more good information throughout 2019. But this will be one of the first emails that you would get from us this year. 10 ways to fight abortion in 2019. Now, there are thousands of ways to fight abortion. And what I'm doing in these 10 suggestions is casting the net very wide. In other words, some of you that I'm speaking to are deeply immersed in the pro-life movement. Some of you even do it full-time, as do I. But I'm directing this message to a broader group of people. There may be folks listening to me right now who really haven't been involved at all in the pro-life movement. You've come across us on social media. You agree with us on this issue. You like to hear what we say. But maybe in terms of your own involvement, there really hasn't been much concrete activity. So I want to put this out there as suggested starting points. Things that if you're looking for, you know, what do I do? And really, that is my favorite question that people ask me about abortion and the pro-life movement. What can I do to end abortion? And I want to start giving you some suggestions here along those lines. It's one of the things that my team and I are constantly talking to people about. That is, what they can do, what you can do, what we all can do to end abortion, because that's what it comes down to. This is a movement, and it requires each and every one of us. Before I go into the 10 points, which I'll review with you briefly, Let's just start with some initial ideas to set the framework. First of all, you get involved in the pro-life movement, you're joining a winning team. We are making progress against abortion. The abortion industry is in a state of collapse. All the momentum is on our side. All the arguments are on our side. Public opinion is moving in our directions. Abortion numbers are going down. Abortion facilities are closing like crazy. And people are becoming more pro-life. We are definitely on a winning team. So you'll want to join a winning team. And you get involved in this movement, you're going to be interacting with some of the greatest people in the world. That's what keeps me so energized as I travel around to several states every week, meeting with all kinds of people and seeing the very best of humanity, the very best of the church, the body of Christ, the very best of the movement. Then the other thing to keep in mind is that there are some abortions only you can stop, some minds only you can change, some lives only you can save. That's an important thing to keep in mind, because even though people like me and leadership of the movement and various organizations reach millions and millions of people in our broadcasts, in our travels, in our publications, in our mailings, through our websites, even though we are reaching millions of people, again, there are some only you can reach. So as you take your part in this great movement, those lives that only you can save, those hearts that only you can change, those abortions that only you can stop, that will happen. You'll stop those abortions. You'll save those lives. You'll change those minds. It depends on you. It really does. This movement is about you. And we in leadership are meant to foster and encourage what you do. And we do that in a positive way. We're not leaders who are browbeating other people and just talking to them about what they're not doing. No. This is a positive encouragement to you, because I know that so many of you are doing so many great things, and I thank you for each and everything you do for the unborn. Every little word you speak or write, every little gesture, every little prayer, I'm so appreciative, and it inspires me. And I want to encourage you to do even more, to take hold even more of the wonderful opportunities that God is giving you to save those lives that only you can save. So let's go through the 10 things. 2019, how can we be practically pro-life? Number one, what I want to encourage you to do is simply say a prayer every single day, specifically for the end of abortion. Not something just in general, oh Lord, you know, bring us a respect for human life or culture of life. I'm talking about praying specifically to end abortion. One of the ways you can do that is at prayercampaign.org. That's our prayer campaign website. We have a daily prayer of commitment there to end abortion, but we also have prayers there for different times and seasons of the year that correspond to what's going on. So for example, in certain, you know, like we just finished the Advent season, we had an Advent prayer for life, and going into January, we have a novena prayer leading up to the March for Life. So you'll see all these different prayers for different occasions at prayercampaign.org. So say a daily prayer specifically to end abortion. That goes a long way, not only because of the power of prayer, but it gets you into a rhythm of specifically thinking about the connections between the various times and seasons and events of the year and the pro-life movement. You may also want to get my book, Pro-Life Reflections for Every Day. Again, just 1 minute a day, you'll have a beautiful quote, a reflection, and a reading to nourish your pro-life commitment. So number one is prayer and devotion. Point number two, read a good book about abortion. Now, of course, I have a bias because I've written four of them. And one I just mentioned, the devotional, that's for the prayer part. But the other three, well, one is called Ending Abortion, Not Just Fighting It, series of brief essays on pro-life. One is called Abolishing Abortion, a more in-depth strategy about what we can do. And the other one is Proclaiming the Message of Life, Commentary on the Readings of the Lectionary, all the Sunday readings. So read a good book about abortion. Again, you can go to our website, go to various different pro-life websites, You'll find a lot of suggestions. Our executive director, Janet Morana, has written two books. Various other members of our pastoral team have written books. Go to our website and look at books, and you'll be able to find some great suggestions. But read this year. Focus in on doing some reading. Choose at least one book and read it from cover to cover about abortion specifically. Number three, memorize, okay, the website and the phone number by which you can save a life. If somebody's pregnant and in need, and you come to know about it, I need you to know right off the top of your head a website you can give them, a phone number they can call or that you can call for them, that will put them in touch with the network, the vast network of thousands of pregnancy centers across the nation, and connect them with the help that's closest to where they are so that they can have effective, confidential counseling and other kinds of help to provide alternatives to abortion. The website is pregnancycenters.org. Simple as that. Pregnancycenters.org. The phone number, 1-800-712-HELP. 1-800-712-HELP. If you commit those to memory, you will have a tool right at your fingertips, right on the tip of your tongue, to save lives at any moment that the situation might arise, that someone in your reach needs that help, or maybe they know someone else who does. 1-800-712-HELP is the hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and pregnancycenters.org is the website. The fourth thing I want to recommend in this list of 10 ways to fight abortion in 2019 is to read and spread the testimonies of those who have had abortions. These are some of the most powerful voices in this movement. The moms, the dads, the grandparents, the siblings, the family members who have lost a member of their family because that child has been killed by abortion. Listen to what they say, because towering above all the arguments, all the rhetoric, all the philosophical, religious, and legal discussions go on about this topic, and rightly so, towering above all that and cutting through the fog is the powerful voice of experience. You have a mother standing up and saying, I thought abortion was going to help me. I bought that product, and boy, did it devastate me instead. It's very hard to refute that. And then you hear the beautiful stories of repentance, forgiveness, and healing. AbortionTestimonies.com is where you go to find these testimonies. And that's part of our Silent No More campaign, the world's largest mobilization of moms, dads, and families who have lost children to abortion. Silent No More is the campaign. AbortionTestimonies.com is where you will see these testimonies. Use them. Use them. They're brief testimonies. You can find the text. You can find the video. You can share them one-on-one. You can share them in other ways. Use them. The fifth thing I want to urge you to do, get to know your state and federal representative, your representative on the level of state government, your representative in the U.S. Congress. Look them up. Find out who they are if you don't know them already. Find out where they stand on abortion and be in communication with them. Not only your representative, but then also your senators. So representatives and senators, both of the houses of your state legislature and of the U.S. Congress, who's representing you? Who's making the laws for you? You need to be in contact with those people. And it does matter. It does count. And they count how many people are connecting with them on a certain issue, even if what you say doesn't persuade them on the issue in case they disagree with you. Nevertheless, they know how to count. And it's important that they hear from you. So, and when there's a particular piece of legislation going one way or the other regarding abortion, your voice is needed. Your phone call, your visit to their local offices. Visiting the local office near where you live is even more effective in many ways than visiting the office in Washington, D.C. So get to know and communicate with your state and federal lawmakers. That is so important. The sixth thing I want to recommend is get to know the nearest pregnancy center to where you live. I just mentioned before the number. Now, what was it? Did you memorize it already? What was the number? 1-800-712-HELP. Pregnancycenters.org. If you go to pregnancycenters.org, just put in your zip code. You'll find where the nearest pregnancy center is to where you live, and I'll tell you, it's very likely it's not going to be very far away. Get to know it if you don't already. Pay them a visit. Say, hey, I'm a local pro-life person living here. I just wanted to know more about the services that you provide so that I can refer people here, so that I can help you spread the word. Now, could be that maybe you want to do even more for them. They're always looking for good volunteers. But I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying get to know where that pregnancy center is, who are the people that run it, and go pay them a visit. You'll be inspired. And you'll also be equipped to be able to direct people to their services. Number seven, do some form this year, 2019, do some form of public witness against abortion. Now, when I say public witness, a march for life. Now, there are a lot of marches for life coming up now over the next 6 weeks. The big one in Washington, D.C., the big one out on the West Coast in San Francisco. But if you can't get to either one of those, there's a lot of smaller events, more local events, either in these next 6 weeks when there is one of the marches for life or during the 40 Days for Life vigil, praying, going to pray with other people in front of the abortion facility or with the Helpers of God's Precious Infants who are active in many different parts of the country, or joining a church procession, a rosary procession or a Eucharistic procession to an abortion facility, or just joining with the local group of prayer warriors and sidewalk counselors that might be praying by a nearby abortion facility. Do one of these events. Do participate in at least one of these activities if you never have before during 2019. It will bring you to a new level of commitment to this great cause of ending abortion. Point number eight, inform your pastor or other church ministers of the whatever church you go to of the resources available to them to help motivate the church and equip the church to fight abortion. Now that's, of course, our specialty, and we've set up a special website called prolife.church. .church is actually a domain, prolife.church. They'll get resources for leading the church in prayer about abortion. They'll find resources for preaching on abortion. They'll find resources for mobilizing the whole parish or congregation on abortion. They'll find resources for helping the people in that congregation to learn those phone numbers and websites for the pregnancy centers and the alternatives to abortion. They'll find all kinds of other projects that we will put up there regularly at prolife.church. But you can be the spark to light a fire in the heart and mind of your pastor, but not just the pastor. You may have youth ministers, deacons, directors of religious education, anybody in the parish that is that you're connected with, anyone in your church congregation that's responsible for any one of these ministries. You can be the spark to set their heart on fire for protecting the unborn. And if you succeed in doing that, you have reached and influenced thousands and thousands of people, and you have certainly saved lives. Number nine, connect with a pro-life group. Now, again, of course, I have a bias here. Connect with us. Priests for Life is not just for priests. It's for anyone who wants to do something to end abortion. That's why our main website is endabortion.us. And we are a family of ministries. We work with healing after abortion. We work with the women who've had abortions. We work in the political arena. We have prayer efforts. We have educational efforts. We do a lot of media. We do a lot of social media. We do all kinds of activities. When I say connect with a group, okay, so whether it's Priests for Life or any one of the many, many other pro-life organizations that are out there, what I mean by connect is get to learn their website and go there regularly, bookmark the website and visit it and keep up on what's there. Subscribe to their emails and newsletters. So they'll send out certainly things via email and other things via snail mail. Sign up on the list and see what they're saying to you, see what they're sending to you, see what updates they have, see what activities they do. Connect with them in that particular way, and connect with them on social media. So if you do Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, these groups are going to have a Facebook page, an Instagram account, a Twitter account. Connect with them there, follow them on those platforms and see the different things that they're doing. Connect with a pro-life group and stick with it and keep informed and interact in that way, at least with one group, if not more than one, and you'll find it very, very inspiring and instructive. And the point number 10, donate to a pro-life group. Now, it doesn't have to be exactly the same one that you're connecting with, but in those other ways, but it would make sense if it were. But the more you learn about what the different groups are doing, the more you'll see where you want to put your donation. Learn about what they do. I know a lot of different groups ask you for money. We do too. I mentioned earlier, we have a special website, prolifedonation.org. And, but you know, sometimes people are confused. Well, what group should I donate to? Well, you want to look at what kind of work do they do? Inform yourself more. That's why those other things are important. Get the emails from the groups, read what's on the website, connect with the group on social media, see what they're doing. And you'll know which particular area of activity you feel the Lord is leading you to support. So friends, great New Year's plan here to be even more involved in the effort to end abortion. Notice I'm being very specific about ending abortion. You know, we are pro-life and we respect and we want to see human life protected at every stage of development from every kind of attack. But you know, we couldn't even if we wanted to just list all the different attacks against human life and all the different issues of social justice and all the different things we have to do to help people, we would be here until the next new year. That's not what we're talking about. That's our ethic is, yes, of course, we respect human life right across the board. But we're not supposed to be supermen and superwomen. We're supposed to be rational, dedicated people who do what we can. And what that means in any arena of life is that you choose a specific focus and you pursue it. And in this regard, being pro-life needs to be specific. And we've got a very, very specific need here. The children in the womb have no protection for their lives. And there's a massive Holocaust going on, killing them by the millions. We've got to do something about it. And that, of course, deserves the entire force, the entire resources, the entire effort of an entire movement that I'm urging you today to be even more involved in 2019. I'll be right there with you. We're not backing down. We're not going away. We're not slowing down. We're not being quiet. We're going to be more vocal. We're going to be more active. We're going to be more effective. We're going to be more united. And we are going to see the victory. Will you join hands with us? Prayers, resources, activity. Partner with us. Partner with our great team. And once again, I want to bring you the New Year's greetings of our entire team. Our executive director, Janet Morano, who co-founded Silent No More. The priests who work with us full-time, especially Father Dennis Wild, our associate director. Our youth outreach director, Brian Kemper. Our international coordinators, Bob Lalonde and Marie Smith. Parliamentary Network for Critical Issues, working around the world and at the United Nations. Our Rachel's Vineyard team, Teresa and Kevin Burke, and the whole team over there. And our outreach to the Black community and beyond with Civil Rights for the Unborn, led by Alveda King. These are all our team members, and they send you their New Year's greetings, as do I. And we look forward to working closely with you in this new year for new victories for the unborn. Now may the Lord bless you this night. May he give you the joy and the new hope that comes with a new year. May he strengthen you to work for justice and equality for our unborn brothers and sisters. And may he bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's been great ringing in the new year with you, ending the old one, starting the new one. We'll have a lot more to say this week about a lot of other aspects of our fight against abortion. So please do stay tuned to this Facebook page, friends, and we'll look forward to talking with you during the week. Father Frank Pavone here of Priests for Life.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.